Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another new episode of the Get Organized with Declutter Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I hope you're well wherever you are in the world. Today, we're going to tackle a topic that's close to the heart of many parents out there, how to declutter and organize your children's closet. If you're tired of those morning battles with your little ones over what to wear or searching for that missing sock, you're in the right place. A clutter-free and organized closet can save you time, money, and plenty of frustration. So where do we start? Let's start. Step one, let's go with the assessment. So begin by taking everything out of your children's closet. Yep, everything. And I know I don't say this often, but for now, I am. Lay it all out where you can see it. This step can be overwhelming, but it's necessary. It helps you to get a clear picture of what you have and what you need to declutter. Also get items from around the house which belong in this pile. Step two is to sort and declutter. So now that you have everything out in the open, it's time to decide what stays and what goes. Do a mini declutter, so start with one bag or a shelf load of clothes and ask yourself if the items are still in good condition, if they fit, and if your child actually wears them. Be ruthless. So if an item doesn't meet the criteria, it's time to say goodbye. Consider donating or passing down the items that are still in good shape but are no longer needed. Also, don't keep all the sentimental clothes. If you have a photo of your child in that amazing dress, put that photo up in your electric photo frame and donate the dress. There are a few you can keep for the grandkids, but also remember, you will likely be that crazy grandparent shopping new items for your grandchildren. Think of what your parents are like right now. So, yeah, you don't need to keep all of them. Also, as you declutter items, throw away items that are actually trash. So if the items are heavily soiled with sick or food or anything else and look just manky and disgusting, they need to go in the clothing rubbish bag. And socks as well. Just throw them away. Like, don't keep them and don't donate it. Nobody wants to have dirty socks or dirty underwear. Actually, never. For your own clothes or for kids' clothes. Also assess how many clothes your kids really need and how much laundry you do for them. Do they actually wear a lot of the clothes, or do they keep on wearing the same things over and over again? Is there any point in keeping clothes they never wear? Finally, remember, you are not your friends and family storage unit, so do not keep items to give to them when they finally have children. It's not your job to save the cutest items for future potential kids. Next, let's go on to step three, which is to categorize. So sort the remaining clothes into categories. Group similar items together, like all the t-shirts, pants, dresses, trousers, and so on. This will make it easier to find things later. Also, if your child is newborn or a baby, separate the items into ages if there are various size clothes. Put winter and seasonal clothes, such as the Christmas pajamas, in a separate pile as they will be stored separately, away from what you use every day. Step four, let's talk about the storage solutions. So children's closets tend to be smaller, so it's important to make the most of the space you have. Invest in some storage solutions like shelves, drawers, boxes, and hanging organizers. These can help to utilize the vertical space efficiently. A lot of great baby organizing units can be found in IKEA and Daiso. Pottery Barn as well have some great stuff. A bit more expensive, but they're great. But IKEA is really good for these kind of things. You can also install an extra rod in the closet for hanging items, as they need less space for their clothes for now. You can get a movable rod from Amazon or from hardware stores. The next step is to label everything, and you know how much I like labeling. Labeling is your best friend when it comes to organizing your children's closet. label the boxes, the shelves, the drawers with clear, easy-to-read labels. This not only helps your child to find what they need, but also encourages them to start putting things away in the right place. It will also help you with putting the things away and making sure you can do it in less than 5 seconds or less for each item or each category of items. Next, let's talk about rotation. So kids grow fast and their needs change. Make it a habit to regularly review and rotate their clothes. This ensures that items that no longer fit or are out of season are removed and it's easier to see what they have. Also, if your child's a bit older, involve them in the process. Let them make the decisions about what to keep and what to donate. This teaches them valuable organisational skills and helps them take ownership of their space. Ask them questions such as these to get them involved in what they want in their closet. Number one, warm weather is coming. Do you think you want to wear sleeveless shirts or ones with short sleeves? Number two, are you more into shirts with patterns or pictures on them or solid colours these days? Number three, do you like shorts with elastics or buttons or zippers? Four, what colours make you feel the happiest to wear? Five, are you interested in dresses this summer or do you want to wear trousers and a t-shirt? Six, do you still like unicorns and Disney characters on your clothes? There might be some other questions, but these are just a guideline to help you. Also, get them to try on the clothes. You would be surprised at how many items don't actually fit, although they seem to be the right size. Step eight, maintain the system. So organizing the closet is one thing, but maintaining it is another. Encourage your children to put things back where they belong after use. I like to show the kids I work with how to fold the clothes and how to put it away properly so they learn to not just throw it back in the closet. Having Auntie Shalina around to help them kind of incentivizes them, I hope. I think they do. It does. A little daily effort goes a long way in keeping the closet clutter-free. Step nine, let's talk about personal touches. So finally add some personal touches to make the closet inviting. You can decorate it with your child's artwork or favorite colors. This will make them feel more connected to their space. Step 10 is about seasonal changes. Like if you're in the Middle East, there isn't that many seasonal changes, but we still need to consider it, especially if we travel a lot. So don't forget to adjust your child's closet with the seasons. Store off-season items in bins or boxes or under the bed to make room for the current season's clothes. Step 11, customize for your child. So take into consideration your child's age and their preferences when organizing their closet. Younger children might need lower rods and shelves for easy access, while older kids may prefer a grown-up design. Step 12, let's talk about the shoe storage. So don't neglect the shoes. Invest in a shoe rack or storage bins for your children's footwear. This prevents shoes from cluttering the closet floor, especially at the front door. They like to just leave it everywhere. Step 13, donations and hand-me-downs. Keep a designated area in the closet or in another part of your home for items that your child has outgrown, but is still in good condition. It makes it easier for them to be passed along to friends to sell or donate to charity. You can donate those items to friends who actually are pregnant or had a baby currently. You can also, you know, donate to charity shops or there's bins everywhere around on roads, women's shelters or initiative for disaster reliefs. And there you have it. 13 steps to create a beautifully organized children's closet that will save you time, energy and annoyance every morning. Thank you for joining me on this extended episode of Get Organized with Declutter Me. I hope you found these tips helpful in decluttering and organizing your child's closet. Remember, a tidy closet can lead to a happier and a more organized household. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can find me on social media at DECLUTTRME or visit our website at www.declutterme.com. Until next time, happy decluttering. Take care. Bye.